Hi, you're listening to Pure Radio. We're Stone Soul River, and the track you just listened to was 6 O'Clock by Dream Theater. For me, Dream Theater was a big influence on me. They were introduced to me by a friend back in New Zealand who was really into progressive rock, and I'd not really kind of got into it before, but he showed me one of the earlier albums, and it really blew me away. It was just the musicianship was ridiculous, and it was so good. But that particular album, Awake, which 6 O'Clock is off, is just like one of my all-time favourite albums, really. One big reason I'm into Dream Theater is because of the drummer, Mike Portnoy, who's a massive influence on me. He's just ridiculously good.
I think I first started about the age of 8 being into Status Quo. I don't think that's incredibly bad.
Status Quo?
Some people would do. I think anybody that can eke a 40-year career out is going to be doing something reasonable, right? You know. I think the first album I bought was Bon Jovi, New Jersey. Terrible, I know. It is now, anyway. You know,
it's diabolical.
I was 8 or 9 or something, you know. But then I kind of... that was... My brother was the biggest influence on music. So when I was in high school, it was kind of... it was great. At the time in high school, it was about 1990, 91, I think. It was kind of at the age, and Guns N' Roses released two albums, Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, and Metallica had the Black Album out. And there was like two camps in school. You were either a Guns N' Roses fan or a Metallica fan. Between me and my friends anyway. So a couple of them were big Metallica, and I was always more into Guns N' Roses. I've got the Stockport Festival, which we've now done. We're on again this year for the third year, which is very nice to be asked back for the third time.
Yeah, it's a really cool festival to play as well.
Yeah,
it seems to get better every year as well.
Every year it gets bigger and better. I mean, Darren and Angela, who we've kind of worked, they arrange it, and we've worked with them over the last couple of years with the festival, playing for them. And it's been really great. I mean, it's been getting bigger every year. I think it started off with like 2,000 last year. I think it was like 8,000 people turned up through the whole day and stuff like that. So they got the one this year, and hopefully it's going to be even bigger and better. And it's really nice to be involved in that. The Stockport Festival year is taking its bank holiday.
Bank holiday.
It's a bank holiday.
The day after I get married.
The day after he gets married. Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. Carl gets married on the 28th of August. And while severely hungover, we'll be doing the Stockport Festival on the 29th, probably about a 4 o'clock set, so that we're not flailing too much. Hopefully a bit of hair of the dog will see us through.
Oh, yes.
So, yes, Carl's got a very understanding girlfriend who's letting him spend his honeymoon playing a festival. But you see, that's how much music means to Stone Soul River. You see. We're there pushing all the time. Nothing comes above, even honeymoons, above getting out and doing a gig. This next track is by a singer called Lorena McKennitt, who Carl introduced to me when he came over from New Zealand.
Yeah, I'd say someone else introduced me to her in New Zealand. It's one of those things, it's a weird thing to come across. Someone just kind of passes you an album and goes, oh, listen to this, and you just kind of go, wow, that's really good.
Yeah. It was so different, but the musicianship and also those kind of Moroccan influences and the Celtic folk and stuff.
But she has like a whole big band doing it, rather than having backing tracks and stuff. She goes on tour and then she'll have like a whole massive kind of orchestra of like percussionists and different instruments. Like,
it's really kind of live music, which is, for me and Carl being so much into the rock stuff, it was kind of one place where we found a kind of real kind of meeting of, we both really, really like this person. I'd say it's not anything to do with rock music. It's also very influential to the Stone Soul River. Even so much so, we actually use one of the tracks as the intro music to when we do the bigger gigs, and we can afford to get away with using an introduction tape or whatever. We actually use this section of music by Lorena McKennitt. Anyway, this is one of her tracks off the same album. It's called Marrakesh Night Market.